801-551-5522.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Last time we were together, released a word entitled The New Era. And we're coming into a new era in Christ. So I want to prophetically talk to you about some things in this time that we have this morning. Genesis chapter 11. And let's start at verse number 1. The Word of God says, and the whole world, the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. They said one to another, go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language, and this they begin to do. And now nothing will be which restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down, and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city. Therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth, and from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth. Babel, where God brought confusion. Now, let me give you a little bit of backdrop or background on that. If you'll give me chapter 9 of Genesis, verse 1. You see, all unity is not good. And God blessed Noah. This was right after the flood, and his sons, and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. And then he said, and replenish the earth. That was God's instruction. Now at Shinar, we're looking at 100 years later. And the people decide, no, we're all together. And they entered into the plain of Shinar where they could all just be one big happy family of one language. They said, you know what? We're going to stay right here in Shinar, and we're going to build us a tower that will reach to heaven, and we'll be not only like God, we'll be equal to God. In other words, we're going to determine our future. Amen. Now, the instruction from God was to go and replenish all the earth, spread out, go into all the earth. But they, in defiance to God, determined to build a tower, not only a tower, but a tower that would reach to heaven. In so many words, we're going to be God ourselves. We're going to determine our future, not God. And so we see how God intervened. And I want to say prophetically this morning, as we embark upon this new era, prepare yourself for God's intervention. God is getting ready to show up and do some things that are, I'm going to say, off the books. Amen. It's off the charts. Just like he came and disrupted their building because they were determining or deciding themselves to be God. Amen. Just like what we have gone through over these past few months, a small number of elitist people deciding that they are going to determine the fate of mankind. Amen. Amen. You gotta, let me say, if you study this, you know, you gotta go through the layers. You can't just listen to one thing and determine that narrative is right, because most time the media is gonna be wrong. Fabricated, full of propaganda. Media means medium. And medium always has to do with control. And control has to do with witchcraft. So you got to search. See, it, the heart of a king is search out a matter. And if you have the heart of the king in you, you'll search out things. You won't just settle, amen, for a herd mentality and just accept everything that's coming your way, because there's so many lies, so much delusion, so much falsehood that's being spewed out in order to try to control and determine human or mankind's future and destiny. But just like they did at the Tower of Babel, said, let us make us a name. We're going to determine mankind's destiny. These were wicked men. But God said, you know, let me go down here and mess them up. I prophesy to you, all this stuff that's been propagated, all this global vaccination, all these lies, all this stuff to undermine, amen, God's kingdom and the church and all this, I'm telling you today, God's going to intervene. You're going to see God intervene, turn this thing around. Hello? It ain't over till God says it's over, and it ends like God says it's going to end. Amen. There is no counsel against God. So exchange that spirit of heaviness. Get rid of that spirit of heaviness. Put on that garment of praise. Amen. And get rid of that spirit of heaviness. It ain't over yet. As a matter of fact, we just now are entering into, amen, another era. Amen. I'm telling you, amen. Shake the dust from your feet. Amen. Shake the serpent off. Amen. Rise up from the dust. Amen. Get on your way. Amen. God is going to do just what he's promised to do. He's going to fulfill your destiny. But first, he's going to intervene. Right now, he's sending confusion into the camps. Amen. We got to stop being, I'm going to say, foolish and just caught in our emotions and start using our intellect and especially using the spirit that's in you to discern these things, so that you don't get caught up. Amen. Because it ain't over yet. Amen. God's going to intervene. Just like he did at the Tower of Babel in Genesis 11. He's going to intervene again. Amen. So what God did, he took something out of the earth. He confounded their speech so that they could not build any further. Again, I prophesy to you, in the months to come, you're going to see how God cuts this thing off. It ain't never gonna go away, but this ain't the way out. We ain't going out like this. Now there's gonna be other stuff that comes, because evil men are gonna wax worse and worse. Certain things that are written have to come to pass. But tell somebody, that's not my portion. Amen. I am not appointed to God's wrath. Amen. So we don't have to hide our head in the sand and be afraid of anything. What we need to do is understand what God is doing, because we are God's covenant people. Amen. We are not appointed unto wrath, but unto salvation. So, amen, get that sad, defeated look off your face. Amen. Shake yourself. Get on up. You need to put your praise back on. Amen. Get back into the fight and understand that if God is for you, who can be against you? We'll see these things form, but they won't prosper against us. He said, not one weapon that forms. He didn't say you wouldn't see it form. He didn't say you wouldn't have to face your fear. But he said it won't prosper. Look at you today. Look at somebody today. Look at yourself today. The enemy ain't prospered against you. Your best days are ahead of you. As a matter of fact, I go as far as to say, everything the devil has stolen, everything the devil has disrupted, everything the devil has hidden, amen, God says pursue. Because I'm going to have you to overtake it, and I'm going to have you to recover it all. Come on, we come into another era now. It's time for the church to rise. Time for the church to shine. Tell somebody, I'm taking it all back. I ain't asking for nothing back. I'm taking it back. It is rightfully mine. I'm a covenant child. It belongs to me. The devil, we got to put him back in his place. And all his cohorts, all his, they call him, it'll come to me. When Karl Marx brought socialism in, he called the people that he used to bring it in, who didn't understand what they were doing, he called them useful idiots. And all the ones that helped, that thought that they were going to have a place, they had a place in front of a firing squad. Because they were not part of the elite. They were not part. See, the elite is the 1%. All these people that are pushing their programs. I would love to get into layers of this, but this is not the time. And I ain't going to do it behind the mic because it's too controversial. And people get upset, but it's the truth anyhow. Amen. You got to look deeper. Amen. You can't just look at the surface stuff. Amen. You got to go. You got to search for these things. God says if you search for it, you'll find it. Amen. Knock, the door will open. Seek. But see, I heard somebody say this once, and I'm a strong believer of this. People read books, and sometimes they read them like they're speed readers. It's better to read one page 100 times than 100 pages one time. I read that book in an hour. What do you remember? What did you meditate on? What did you get from it? Well, you understand me? So this is the age of technology where people just speed through stuff. You got to stop. Selah. Be still. Meditate. You know, meditate has to do with chewing the cud. A cow has four stomachs. A cow will chew and chew and chew. It'll go through one stomach, then the next stomach, then the next stomach. But it'll chew and chew and chew and chew. Sometimes we need to chew a little bit more. For God to reveal things to you that are true. Amen? So, anyway, God intervened. He disrupted what they were doing and took that out of the earth and brought confusion. Amen. Languages, all different languages. So they had to separate themselves according to tribes and go into different parts of the world. And that's where we get our different cultures and that today. But what I do want to talk about now is there's a sound coming from heaven and there's a sound of restitution and restoration. God is in process of restoring. Amen. Amen. This is a time of restoration. All right. Not a time for us to panic, not a time for us to run and hide, but a time for us to allow God to restore everything. Amen. So let's look at the book of Acts chapter 2. And we know the story well. God took that unity out, but he purposed to send it back. Now, I'm always reminded of how Jesus spoke to 500 people and told them just before he ascended, he said, go to Jerusalem and tarry there until you be endued with power from on high. 500 heard him. But the travesty is that only 120 obeyed him. There were 120 that were in the upper room on the day of Pentecost. They had been there almost 10 days praying. They were in, like in Genesis 11, they were in one place, in one accord.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.